They're so just crystal clear, sexy guys. I love the layout. I love the way they look. I love the way kind of the interface is. They had one of these phones where it was just a wraparound screen around the whole phone. Oh man, those types of phones, guys, and it's so quick, just beautiful, right? But then they had a lot of haters, right? But I still stick to them. Now it looks like, again, guys, they're killing it. So according to a new report from Acumulus, the Chinese company captured 17% of global market share, according to the research firm, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%, right? So the BBKs, Oppo, and Vivo rounded out the list of the top five vendors at 10% apiece. All five companies grew their shipments year on year. But what's notable is just how much Xiaomi has managed to increase its volume. It shipped 83% more phones than in quarter two in 2020, whereas Samsung grew shipments 15% and Apple by just 1%, right? So that is just amazing. 83% more phones in the quarter, in quarter two of 2020, right? And I remember even in 2020 or 2019 or 2020, this is when there was a lot of turmoil. You know, Xiaomi can't be sold. You know, we're not doing business with Xiaomi, and all these types of things, right? But that, and I remember that too, that instead, the fact that I think India or the US didn't want to do business with Xiaomi, now I remember reading that article. I remember talking to you guys about this, that, I thought it was going to bring the collapse of Xiaomi, but instead that actually boosted their sales in their home country in China, right? So both home, people were like, okay, you know, people were buying Xiaomi's in China, right? Their sales actually, you know, doubled and tripled. I remember that. So the numbers are the numbers, guys. You can't stop Xiaomi. Xiaomi is awesome. Very amazing, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, guys, moreover, looks like backwards compatibility should be industry priority, insists Xbox boss. Head of Xbox Phil Spencer has voiced concerns about the state of video preservation, insisting that big players in the industry must come together to create backwards compatibility solutions to protect its history. Right, so reported by GameIndustry.biz, Spencer touched on the topic of backwards compatibility, stating, "I do worry a little bit about losing our art form and the history of it." Right. So, moreover, as an industry, I would love if we came together to help preserve the history of what our industry is about, so we don't lose access to some of the things that got us where we are today and built this industry. That would be a cool thing. And I think that would definitely be a cool thing too, right? So, backwards compatibility, when we're thinking about even the Xbox, if I'm not mistaken, I thought the Xbox Series X or S also has backwards compatibility with playing their older Xbox games, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think I've watched multiple YouTube videos and read multiple articles, and you know, even their debut, they've been saying, hey, the Xbox, and a lot of Xbox fans out there that I talk to, you know, Xbox actually does have backwards compatibility, right? So my thing is that, you know, does Spencer mean, like, you know, more backwards compatibility games? Or he's saying across the industry overall. So maybe that's not just Xbox doing backwards compatibility, but also you have PlayStation that should do backwards compatibility, PlayStation 5, even PlayStation 4. I don't even think they do backwards compatibility except for a few games, and I don't think it's there, honestly. I have to double check on that. And then also say the Nintendo Switch, You know, say if he even can play like GameCube games or N64 games somehow, download it. I think that would be really cool, right? Especially on the Switch. If you can download the N64 files onto your Switch, right, and start playing it just like it was back then, that would be pretty cool, guys. I know some retro fans out there, they would love that, right? So, pretty cool, guys, honestly. And one other game I wish PlayStation would do a backwards compatibility of, and I'm going to keep saying it, I wish they would do a backwards compatibility of this game, but also I wish they would actually create a new game that is like this one, that it, you know, a newer version of it, and that is Def Jam Fight for New York. I'm going to keep saying it, I'm going to keep preaching it, because nobody is doing anything, you know, and the fans, myself, rappers, artists, pop artists, hip-hop artists, people who love the game, even from different countries, they want to see some action. We want to see a new Def Jam. We want to replay Def Jam on PS4, PS5. We want a new Def Jam game, all right? So I think we might even make create a petition to get, you know, maybe 20 to 50,000 signatures, you know, so, you know, the people that made the old Def Jam that was really good, Fight for New York, could actually see that, hey, people want a new Def Jam. I mean, what are you guys doing? Like, if you guys are alive, you guys are doing well. I hope so. God bless you. Let's create something new. Let's do something new. I want to see some blazing moves. I want to see some new artists. I want to see some new story. I want to see something nice, you know. Maybe they're in the development right now. We don't even know, right? So, you know, this is definitely what I want to see, right? Definitely let us know what you think as well, too. If you guys want to learn more about this, too, Xbox, head of Xbox, Phil Center, and his concerns, definitely go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there, too. Also, guys, you also have the Rokat Torch USB mic. Might finally solve a huge issue for streamers, right? So it looks like the Rokat is launching what it describes as its first studio-grade dual condenser USB microphone, complete with built-in controls, right? So the Rokat Torch is now available for pre-order, with the product officially going on sale on April 15th, 2021. For $99, right? So April 15th, that's in about a month, guys. So definitely, if this is something that's interests you, you know, get your pockets ready, do whatever you got to do, mow lawns, sweep grass, go to work, make money, guys. If you make money on it, do whatever you got to do, guys, right? If this is something that you want. For anyone looking to jump into streaming online, right, there are typically a few big investments required before you get started, one of which being what audio recording hardware you'll be using, right? So where USB microphones typically rely on software to make adjustments, and full XLR setups can be very pricey. The Rokat Touch aims to combine features of both into an optimized product made with content creators in mind, guys, right? So very, very cool, guys. You know, if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on our LinkedIn page, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. More news on Google, guys. It looks like Google Meet is finally getting virtual backgrounds on iOS, right? So meetings on Google Meet are finally set up a bit more personal for users on iOS devices, thanks to a new update to the platform, right? So it looks like the online giant has revealed that users of its video conferencing tool can now blur or replace your background with an image in Google Meet and iOS version, right? Users on an iPhone or iPad will be able to choose from Google's hand-picked images, which include office spaces, landscapes, and abstract backgrounds, or use your own image. I think this is very cool, guys. Zoom, I don't know. I don't think it has this feature very easily. It may have it, right? You may have to go through some features, right? But it doesn't have it easily, right? As far as I know. I've seen people in Zoom have different backgrounds, but you can tell it's not really as nice. You can tell it's a fabricated background. But the fact that now Google Meet is actually putting in this feature, hopefully it's going to be looking a lot nice, crystal clear. And, you know, I think being able to have another background just creates the mood. It creates the scene. You know, if you're having a meeting with a boss, you're having a meeting with a colleague, you're having a meeting with your team, you know that, hey, maybe you're not in the office, but you want to have everybody having it in an office setting. So it makes it, just lightens up the mood, right? And so, yeah, it makes sense, guys, right? Let us know what you think, especially Google Meet doing this. I think it's very cool. I wouldn't be surprised if Google employees, they're working from home, right? They all put on the background office background, and hey, everybody's going to work. You know, people know what they have to be doing and continue what they have to be doing, right? So it's very, very cool, very nice. Let us know what you think, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, guys, it looks like Intel is in talks to acquire GlobalFoundries and $30 billion deal, right? So the chip giant Intel is reportedly eyeing up a deal to acquire GlobalFoundries, right, in a move that would be a shot in the arm of the semiconductors giant plan to fabricate chips for external clients, right? So GlobalFoundries, which came into being as a result of Intel rival AMD's decision to spin off its own semiconductor manufacturing business in 2009, operates a number of foundries around the world, right? So it looks like now Intel is looking to acquire GlobalFoundries, and for a hefty price of $30 billion, right? And so that would be huge. I think $30 billion is probably a good round price. When you're thinking about it, guys, these are the chips that run processors in computers, lots of computers. So this is not no small deal, guys. Lots of these chips that are being manufactured are in lots of personal computers, so PCs, especially Intel, and then, you know, their rival, the AMD, right? So lots of these chips, they make the computers run, right? So you got to understand how delicate this situation is, how important it is. I think $30 billion is not bad. Honestly, these guys can probably raise the price on Intel for $100 million. I do love business. I love negotiating. $100 billion actually would be a lot of money. I think, you know, $30 billion is not bad. Maybe they can do $50 billion. $1 billion, guys, is mind-boggling. Even $1 million is a lot of money, guys. $30 billion would be a great, you know, contract for them to do. And obviously, you know, hopefully they'll be able to acquire them and you know, go ahead and make whatever changes they want to make, and actually partner and make things better, right? Let us know what you think in the comments. You know, and if you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like Steam Deck, everything we know about Valve's handheld PC. The Steam Deck is Valve's long-rumored portable PC, and it's set to launch this December. This Nintendo Switch-like device promises to put a fully functional PC in the palm of your hand. And for anyone with a large Steam library of games, it already sounds like quite a tempting proposition. News originally surfaced that the company behind Half-Life was secretly developing a dedicated handheld device back in April. Dubbed with Steam Pal, which was also previously known by the code name Neptune, Ars Technia were the first to break the news about Valve's portable PC gaming device, which we know is real, right? So if you go in our article, guys, you go in our, follow our LinkedIn page, go into this article, you'll see how crisp and sexy this handheld device looks, this handheld PC looks, okay? You know, so it looks like, you know, you'll be able to stream. You know, so let's see here, right? So You know, at glance, the Steam Deck is all-in-one portable PC gaming device that brings the features and games you'll love from Steam, right? For the people that use Steam, I know some people that use Steam, I don't even use it, but it would make sense in this situation, right? If, you know, you're not PlayStation, you're not Nintendo, you're not Xbox, so where you're getting your games and it's PC, might as well be from Steam, right? Where you can stream lots of games, right? You know, and packs it into a new, powerful, and convenient form factor that you can take with you wherever you go, right? So it runs a modified version of Valve's Steam OS, complete with a console-like interface, and has 7-inch LCD screen, right? So much like the Nintendo Switch, the Steam Deck can also be docked and output to a TV or monitor, right? So using its USB Type-C port, Valve plans to sell its own dock separately at a later date, right? Very, very cool. But you can use the existing USB Type-C docks without worry, right? So if you're looking to get this, you know, early and it doesn't come out with its official dock, you can use the official USB Type-C dock and you should be all set, right? So this this functionality means that you can use the Steam Deck as fully fledged PC. If so choose, as you can also install any OS like, though host will be happy to stick with Steam OS. You can also connect various hardware accessories like a mouse and keyboard or flight stick, which means all your favorite peripherals will work. Oh, and you can even connect a pair of wireless Bluetooth headphones, guys. Very, very cool. I think that's very cool, guys. Honestly, if I'm using any handheld device, I want to make sure I'm able to hear the game. I want to listen to music. I want to watch Netflix. In order to do that, I don't want to carry around with a wired headset, right? I know people have wired headsets still. People like that. Personally, I really don't right now. I think it's kind of annoying. I like free motion. I like listening to my music. I like, you know, moving around, moving my head. I like, you know, going crazy and stuff like that. Just to have the wire there, that is, it's starting to become annoying now, right? But people always like, some people like the old school retro, the wired. It's all up to your preference, right? So let's cut to the chase, right? So what is it, right? It's a powerful portable PC from Valve. How much will it cost? It will cost around $399, so almost $400 for the 64 gigabyte version, $529 for the 256 gigabyte version, a little bit more space, and also $649 for the 512 gigabyte version, right? So when will it be released? December 2021 in the US, Canada, EU, and the UK. It will release in other regions in 2022 as well, right? So very, very cool, guys. We'll see this, you know, obviously in the fourth quarter of 2021. And once it comes out, hey, definitely, you know, if you want to, you know, leave a review, definitely let us know. And obviously, you can see, guys, if you can see, you follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. This is very, very cool. Very similar looking to the Switch, but also in a way where, it looks like kind of like a PlayStation joystick a little bit, right? So it has the L1, L2, as you can see, it has the big, nice screen. It looks nice, guys. Honestly, it looks nice. You know, I think this is touchscreen as well too, which is nice. And honestly, I'm a little bit, I'm excited for this. I'm also a little bit jealous. Why? Because Electronic Editions is actually in development of our own handheld system. And, you know, we've been in talks for this for about a year now, but we're in development of our own handheld system. It's definitely going to take a little bit longer to release ours, but just looking at Valve's here, it looks really nice. You know, let's see if they can pull it off, right? Definitely let us know what you think. If you guys want to learn more too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, guys, so that is the news we're going to be taking from our LinkedIn page today. All right, So that is it. If you guys want to follow us on our other social media channels, you can definitely do that. Go through our website, electronicconditions.net, and we'll see you guys on the other side, all right? Have a good day. Peace out. Hello, hello, hello. What's up, fellas? What's up, ladies? What's going on, beautiful people? This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today live, people. It is July the 16th. We're a little bit, doing this a little bit late today, but that's okay. This is Electronic News Network, guys, and we are going to be taking news off our LinkedIn page today. We got pretty exciting news, pretty exciting tech updates, product updates, privacy updates, and much more, guys. Stay tuned. If you haven't already, go ahead, visit us on our website, electronicconditions.net. That's electronicconditions.net. There you'll be able to be an EAD club member, get exclusive access to our tech deals, be able to view our blogs as well too that we update. We try to update weekly as well, and much, much more, guys. All right, so without further ado, guys, if you haven't already too, follow us on our LinkedIn page, Electronic Editions. We also have our other social media sites. You can follow us as well too, guys, at electronicconditions.net. On our website, we have our social media links. If you get lost searching us on Google or on Facebook or on other social media platforms, you can just go straight through our home base website and follow us from there. Let's get started, guys. So it looks like Google adds option to instantly delete your last 15 minutes of search history. Google is launching a new privacy feature for search that lets you instantly delete your last 15 minutes of search history on mobile. The company announced on Thursday, right? So the new option was revealed alongside several other search and Chrome improvements at I/O 2021, is now rolling out to everyone. All right. So if you guys want to learn more about that too, that is amazing, guys. Especially for you nerds out there, for you sneaky guys out there, or gals out there that seem to be going on suspicious websites, you need to, instantly delete it. Google's adding that option for you, all right? So this is going to be an A+ for a lot of you guys. For you tech nerds out there, this is definitely a plus. It's not like the other options didn't work. You can definitely delete your history, an hour or a week or a month, you can delete all your history. But it looks like they're, offering this option, right? You did something a little quick and you needed to delete it in 15 minutes. You went to a weird website or whatever. You needed to delete that real quick, and maybe you didn't want to delete something an hour ago, right? But you did it in 15 minutes. I guess Google's adding that option. So that's very, very cool, guys. If you got to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, guys, we also have Epo Makers NT68. It is a mechanical alternative to your MacBook's keyboard. If you can't stand to type on a MacBook scissors switchboard, let alone butterfly model, and you don't fancy lugging around one of the smaller number laptops with a full-on mechanical keyboard built in, then the Epo Makers new wireless keyboard might be the one for you. The NT68 is designed to sit on top of a MacBook on other laptops' existing keyboard, so your fingers don't have to put up with their rubbery key switches for a single second longer than they do, than they need to, right? It's not entirely a new idea. Nerfy's new Type F1 keyboard is another recent example, right? For you, I've never heard that before, but for you guys that specialize in keyboards, maybe you guys have heard that brand. But the quality and specs of Epo Makers' previous keyboards make the NT68 worthy of attention. It can be hardwired over USB-C, connected via Bluetooth, or up to 3 devices, and its switches are hot swappable, so you can modify the keyboard typing feel without having to get slandering iron out. It uses what's known as 65% layout, which means you only get 5 rows of keys and no dedicated function row. It's compact, but at the cost of some extra keys, right? Definitely cool, guys. If you guys want to learn more about the price, more about the structure, how this may be a good add-on maybe to your MacBook, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys will be able to learn more about it there too. All right, moreover, exciting news for you Amazon fans, for you Alexa fans. I guess it looks like Alexa's latest celebrity voices are Shaq and Melissa McCarthy. Shaquille O'Neal and Melissa McCarthy are the latest celebrities to lend their voices to Amazon's Alexa voice assistant. The company has announced the two voices can provide weather reports, jokes, and personal stories when asked using the wake words, "Hey Melissa," or "Hey Shaq," right? Instead of "Hey Alexa," you're saying "Hey Melissa" or "Hey Shaq." That is awesome, right? This is funny. Both voices cost $4.99 individually and are rolling out in the U.S. now. So if you guys wanted to do this, you guys have the latest Amazon Alexa or Amazon Echo, right? Or Amazon Dot, see if you can actually install this and get this, pre-installed, right? So it looks like Amazon kicked off its Celebrity Alexa Voices initiative with Samuel L. Jackson in 2019 and says this Alexa voice skill was the top-selling digital purchase on Amazon.com the day it was launched, right? So in 2020, the company followed up with Bollywood star Amitabh Bachchan. None of these celebrities replace Alexa's default voice, but instead offer responses to specific requests, right? So definitely go ahead, check it out on Amazon.com, guys. This is very, very cool. I think it's hilarious. Imagine having Shaq's voice, and, Shaq is just everywhere. Shaq is funny. You say, "Hey, Shaq, play music," and, he says, "Okay," or, Melissa, she probably has a high voice, Melissa McCarthy. Actually, I don't know what type of voice she has, but that's pretty cool, guys. So if you guys want to learn more, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, guys, it looks like Xiaomi overtakes Apple as number 2 smartphone vendor for the first time, guys. And let's roll this back. Remember, guys, even in the previous episodes that I talk, I always talk about Xiaomi. I always show love to Xiaomi, even though I think India or China or the U.S. I think banned them, from doing business. I think between India or the U.S., one of these countries I remember started, banning. I think it was when Trump was president, right? They started banning sales from China and started banning sales not just from China, but Xiaomi in particular, the company. Weren't able to, sell phones to the U.S., right? But then that changed. Now it's looking like Xiaomi is the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. That is exciting for me to hear. Why? I always show love to Xiaomi. And Xiaomi, if you're listening to this, please, if you want to, let me sponsor you guys, or if you want to sponsor me, I'll set up a deal, and I'll sponsor you guys and, do a review and all that. But, Xiaomi's phones